So apologies for yet another thing appearing in your Twitter stream, if of course that is how you're consuming these audio boos. I seem to be putting things out thick and fast today. Just put out this week's podcast, which is quite a fun one actually, about my returning to the world of HTML and CSS and actually building a website and the things that have changed over the probably last couple of years since I did it in anger. So all very exciting stuff there. And then also, I gave a sneak peek of a presentation I'm giving next week at the Web Developers Conference. And what was quite interesting about the presentation that I'm giving there is it seems to have, for better or worse, turned into a presentation of tweets. All the slides seem to have quotes, and all the quotes seem to fall under 140 characters, or at least a lot of them do. And it got me thinking about how actually I was really pleased with that idea. I didn't set out intending to do that, but it's certainly a good way of encouraging users to spread your content and spread your message. And that in turn got me thinking about websites and our websites. Should we actually be looking at tailoring our websites to better suit the new kind of social media that's around today? Sure, Facebook, you can post more than 140 characters. Twitter's a bit weird like that. But let's face it, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn or whatever, the status updates that people put out are short and snappy. And I think our websites need to adapt and need to actually provide content that is short and snappy and easily retweetable or sendable to Facebook or whatever else. And as I was thinking about it, I started thinking about the BOAG World site and some of the stuff that I'm doing on there. For example, at the bottom of every post, there is a box that you can immediately tweet the post straight out to your Twitter feed. And I even write a suggested tweet there to save you any kind of thought process. Now, obviously, people can overwrite that and put in whatever they want, but I've made it tweet-friendly. Another thing that I'm going to do, although I haven't done it yet because it's only just occurred to me, is I'm going to try and create my posts so that there's always at least one really good retweetable statement in it, something that would be great to share with other people. Maybe a statistic is always a good one. For example, X number of people are now accessing the internet on a mobile device. Or it might be a controversial statement. For example, I'd say on this presentation about I don't hire staff because I'm a nice guy. I hire staff so I can work on the things I want to and leave them to fix the IE bugs. And I know that that will be tweeted. It's controversial. It's link bait, I guess. And I make no apologies for that because I believe the statement. And it's going to generate some traffic and drive traffic to my site. So putting in some thought into your content, having a look around it and seeing whether there are opportunities to tweak it and change it to make it more retweetable. Essentially, we on the web are passing through the same phase that politicians passed through ages ago. They know that the media wants sound bites, little snippets that work well on the news. And that's completely transformed the way that people write speeches these days. And I think social media, for better or worse, is going to do the same thing to the copy of your website. Not to mention, of course, presentations too.